7-day intensive seminar, School of Master, Lecture 8. I activate my stem cells. Yes, yes, yes. In our last lecture, we had a relaxed time. We had a balanced me, and we had a lot of people who were not really interested in being balanced. It's quite amazing. And you weren't interested in being balanced because if you balance yourself, that means you got to give up some of your sacred cows, you know. And a sacred cow is finding something and saying, finders, losers, you know, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, or whatever. But we have to learn to grow up. I have for you a box of diamonds, a box of pearls, a box of infinite money, a box of infinite wealth. And it's for you. It's free for you. And you already have it, but you're not using it. What you're doing is you're saying, like, it's too good to be true. Okay, now. My stem cells come ready to go to be themselves and have fun. Okay? We hear 10,000 stem cells in our brain every day. And let's just work with those, even though we know there are a lot more stem cells to be concerned with. But every day in our brain, we have 10,000 stem cells just waiting to be put to work. Okay? You are the playground director at this wonderful school. And you are at the school as playground director, and the fathers and mothers of the children are Bill and Melinda Gates and things like that. They're the wealthy, 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 wealthy people. You know, I mean, they hired the best. That's why they hired you. They hired you to come in and be the playground director to train their children to appreciate what they have. Now, the school teachers have another job, but the playground director has a job of my stem cells come ready to go to be themselves and have fun. You have the job of training the children to be aware of and utilize the stem cells that they have within them that want to have fun, be themselves and have fun. They want to just get out and have fun. They don't know what fun is because they've just been born. They don't know what good things and bad things are because they've just been born. They have no criteria. So here come all these little fat cats, you know, all these children born to wealthy parents. Wonderful children. Brilliant children. You can be sure the parents expect out of their children the same thing they expected out of themselves. Brilliance. Genius. So, you are the program director. Now, you have one major problem that faces you. Not the children, not the stem cells, nothing else. But your major problem is you. Do you believe in everyone, including yourself, these stem cells are standing ready to jump and do whatever you ask them to do? Do you believe that?
Yes.
If you believe that, then you're the good recreation director. So, when you are teaching children how to swim, the first thing you have to do is to make them feel comfortable in the water. Not fear water, but be comfortable in the water. And so you get in the water in a shallow pool first, and you splash around, and you just have lots of fun, and you make a big mess, and you get water everywhere and on everything, and just a bunch of kids having a ball. And then you move them into a little deeper pool that's maybe up to their waist or maybe their chest, and they play in there. And you just tell them, splash that water, kick it out of that pool, just do all the silly, dumb things you want to do. You know? In other words, become harmonious with the water. Become familiar with the water. Then you get a little deeper. And then you take a little baby You borrow it from the nursery, you know. I'm going to borrow a baby. And you take the little baby and throw it in the pool. And the little baby swims along in the pool and goes down underneath and comes back up and swims and swims and swims. And it should take a breath too, you know. And so you're in there and you grab the kid and you lift him up. He takes a big breath. And then you pop him down in the pool again and he's doing this. And you say, okay, kids, let's join this baby. You know, but remember, you got to come up for breath whenever you want it. And so the kids, they jump into the pool and they say, that little kid can do it, the little runt, the little, you know, the little infant. And so they all jump in there. Now, one of the things they learned is that you don't piss in the pool. They're taught that you don't piss in the pool because that's not very nice. You don't drink and breathe other people's urine. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to hurt anything, but you just don't want to do that. And so the little baby doesn't piss in the pool, because first the baby has been pissed out, you know, and then he's empty, and then he popped in the pool. And so the kids all go to the john on the side of the pool and drain, and then they jump in the pool. It's a good training. It's a good training. And so then, as they jump in the pool, they do like the little baby does. They say, wow, this is fun. Wow, this is fun, you know. And, blah, 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 blah. And some of them go down and don't come up, and you got to pull them up and pop the water out of them and say, hey, you're not supposed to stay down there. You're supposed to come up, you know, and make a joke out of it, make it fun. And pretty soon, they all love it. They all love it. And they all have self-confidence in themselves to swim in the pool. They all have self-confidence in themselves to do all these things. And they're naked as jaybird, turning brown as bears, and just having ball, having so much fun. And the only thing they're paying attention to is splashing the water as much as they can, making as big a mess all over the place as they can, and just having a ball. Okay, you've done this for a few days now, and you've gotten them all lathered up on feeling good about themselves, feeling self-confident. Now, you sit the kids down, and you say, all right, I'm going to give you all a test. This is a test only for geniuses. And so be careful, pay attention now. I'm going to make a drawing, and then I want you to make a drawing. Inside of every one of our heads are 10,000 brand new baby stem cells every day. And these stem cells are like a magic genie saying, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What would you like me to do? And so, this is what it looks like. And so you draw a head, and you draw a bunch of little dots in it. And you say, there's lots of dots, and there's 10,000 dots that we know about. And each little dot, each tinier than the dot is the dot, is the cell. And that cell is wanting to come out and play. Now, he doesn't know how to jump into the pond, and he doesn't know how to jump into the pool and swim and do like the baby. So now, we're going to first have a drawing. All of you draw a picture of the baby in the pool, and how the baby is enjoying the pool. So each kid draws a stick figure of the kid in the pool. Most of them have the kid swimming on top, but 5 or 10 of them have them swimming down along the bottom and swimming through the water, just really having it. Then you know which ones are your real leaders. And so you take these kids that have the baby swimming all over the pool, in the depths of the pool, and just everywhere. And you take them, you say, okay, guys, come on up here. And so there's about 8 of them. And they come up and join you. Now, you guys are going to be the example, the role model, to the rest of the class of how to use your stem cells and how to put them to use for your benefit. Now, first kid, the stem cell is like the little baby. He's in the pool having a good time. Now, what's the baby doing? And the kid says, well, he's swimming all over the pool. He's going everywhere, but he doesn't know how to swim. He's never had a lesson. Well, he knows it naturally. Well, how do you know it naturally? He didn't have any teacher to teach him naturally. Well, he knew it inside of himself. Well, how do you know it inside of himself? Well, he just knew now. All right, now draw a picture of what it would look like inside of his brain with the stem cells coming out and coming out to play. What are they doing? So draw a picture. And so everybody watches while this kid draws a picture on the blackboard, and it's really quite good. Because this kid's a genius, and that's what I chose him for. So he gets up there, he draws these stick figures, and he draws them all dashing down to the pool to jump in. Stick, 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 and they're all heading toward the pool. Well, what are these? Those are the kids running toward, those are the stem cells. They're running toward the pool. They want to get in the pool and have fun. They want to play, but they don't know how to swim. Oh, they know how to swim intuitively, you see? And they're teaching themselves this, and they're teaching all the rest of the kids in the class this. And so all these rich, fat kids, they know all these things. They're learning all these things, and they're learning it in fun. Okay, now, which one of you kids drew pictures of the baby swimming on the top of the pool, you know, on the surface? And there are maybe three of them. Okay, you three guys come on up here. So those three guys came up here. Now, I want you to draw a picture of the stem cells coming down to the pool to go for a swim. So they drew a picture of the stem cells coming down to the pool to go for a swim and reaching for life jackets, reaching for boards to jump on and things to hold on to keep them up in the water. And I say to them, all right, now why have you taken these life preservers and these life boards for the stem cells? Do they need that? Are they going to need that to go swimming? Well, our mommy always taught us that we should have a life jacket or we should have a belt on until we learn how to swim. We should do this, we should do that. And your mother's very right. That's what you should do. Now, how many of you have been in the pool this morning? They all raise their hand. How many of you went swimming this morning? They all raise their hand. And they had a great time. And as they were having a great time, and as they were telling about how they were swimming and so on, how many of you used the life jackets? None. How many of you used the boards? None. And you see, they had to tell themselves this because they had the pre-programmed language from their parents of how they should act in the pool so they wouldn't cause themselves a problem. And so now they're waking up to the fact that they too dove in like the little baby and just had a wonderful time. And they too came up. And then we taught them, now when you dive in the pool, if you hold your breath, you'll pop right to the surface. No matter how deep you go in the pool, if you hold your breath, you'll come right up to the top. And then, while you're at the top, you take a breath and you lay your head back and put your arms out and you'll float just like a stick. You'll have a wonderful time. And you can float all over the pool, and you can float all day long and never have a thing on your mind. And so they're learning this. Now, okay, who wants to answer this question? What do we teach the stem cells how to do when they get in the pool? And the children all of one accord say, we teach them how to have fun. Ah, but what about swimming? Oh, they know how. We teach them how to have fun. Well, what is fun? Well, fun is splashing and making lots of water everywhere and splashing and doing lots of fun and you know, not having to worry about where the water goes or who it's going to hit or anything. Nobody cares. Nobody says, don't splash that water in my face. You're terrible. You know, nobody has any of those silly remarks because they love the water. Now, can you imagine what 1 week of classes like that would do to a bunch of the young people? In no time at all, they'd be aware of their stem cells. They would know how to call them out. They'd know how to speak to them. They'd know how to tell them what to do. And they'd say, hi guys, come on, time for fun. And isn't that a wonderful way to learn? Now, what are we going to do today? Well, I tell you, let's think thoughts. Think thoughts? That sounds very stupid. But what are we going to think about? Well, let's think thoughts about happiness. Happiness? Yeah. What things make you happy? And the stem cells say, well, never been happy. I don't know what happiness is. Okay, stem cell, come here. And so the kid has the stem cell come to him, and he says, let me give you a hug. How do you hug a stem cell? Well, I hug you in my mind. So he closes his eyes and he hugs the stem cell, and the stem cell says, ooh, that felt good. Because the stem cell closed his mind, and it was like another stem cell hugging him. And so he was very happy. And little by little, the story goes through, and they're activating the stem cells in their mind to be a very real and viable activity in their world. And that's pretty exciting. Okay. To activate my stem cells, I quietly, confidently see each one illumined by my positive, happy thoughts. So, all right, kids, let's look at our stem cells. Mm-hmm. Let's look at them, and what do you see? Do you see each stem cell illumined by your happy, positive thoughts? Well, what's a happy, positive thought? Well, do you like your sister? Yeah. You like your dad? Okay. You like your brother? Eh. You like your mom? Yeah, yeah. You like your teacher at school? Yeah. What do you like about your teacher at school? Oh, my teacher at school lets me do things I can never do at home. Well, what are these things you can do at school you can never do at home? Well, I go swimming, and I can splash the water all over the place if I want to, and nobody says anything about it, and I don't have to have a board or something to hold me up. I just do it by myself. Mom doesn't know I know how to swim yet, but I'm going to surprise her Saturday when we go out to the swimming pool behind the house there, and she's going to see what I've been learning. Well, that's kind of interesting, but remember, don't frighten them. Prepare them. Tell them that you learned all about the stem cells in school, and the stem cells are the infinite knowledge of the universe, and you have that inside of you, and you know exactly how to swim, you know exactly how to wear your clothes so that you're comfortable, and so forth. And so the kids say, okay. And so they tell their parents that. Now, what are they telling their parents? They're telling their parents that they're having fun. They're telling their parents that they're learning something, they're believing something. Okay, now, when do we begin to see some action from the stem cells?
Now.
Right now. What sort of response do you see from the stem cells? You see the stem cells illuminating the self-confidence in each child that's aware of it. Each stem cell illumines the self-confidence of the individual so that the individual feels, wow, yes, I can do this, yes, I can do that. And, you know, kids usually have that ability. They think they can do anything. They think they can jump off the tallest building and other silly things. But the thing is, they can. And so, your stem cell, as a little kid, says, let's jump off this building. And the teacher says, all right, great idea, let's jump off the building. But now, let's do it in a practical way first. How many of you can step on this stone here and jump down to the ground below? Well, everybody can. Well, let's see you do it. Okay, now each one of you, get up here and stand on this stone and jump. And let's see how you do. And I would suggest that you don't jump, that you fly off the stone. Because if you act in preparation for what you're going to do, then you're more likely to do it. So now, get on top of the stone and fly off the stone. And so one kid flies off and falls flat on his face. And he says, that's not too cool. Well, I guess you're just ready for jumping. Now, get up there and jump. And the kid gets up there and jumps, and he can do that just fine. Okay, tomorrow we'll take you into the flying school. But right now, you're in the jumping school. And so they go with each kid. And believe it or not, you can't believe this. But of course, you don't have a whole class full of geniuses that you're teaching this and that you're sharing these things that I'm sharing with you. But if you did, you would see some of them flying. You would see some of them actually fly. And you say, my God, that's wonderful. How could that happen? Fantastic, you know. And as the days go by, and as you remain consistent, you as a teacher has to be utterly fantastic. Because if you're not utterly fantastic, you'll get nothing out of your students using their stem cells. Now, you go in the pool every day. and you remind them it's not a toilet. You go in the pool every day and you remind them that they can swim like the baby. You don't need the baby there every day, but the baby'd love to be there. But you teach them all about these things. You teach them how to jump off a rock. You jump off a rock like an airplane. And away you go, gliding along, having a wonderful time. Now, can you teach this? Can you be this? You see, you want to believe it. You want to do it. But you see, if you can be as mundane, as traditional, as ordinary, as DC, you can do it. DC does it all the time. He brings in crowds of people and has them watch what he's doing, and they say, remarkable, unbelievable. And who is DC?
David
Copperfield. He has gotten more people to believe things that are not so than, well, it's hard to imagine. He is an amazing fellow. Now, are these people really doing what they think they're doing, or are they going through an illusion? Are these people really having the experiences they think they're having, or is it an illusion? If you put thermistors on them and took a test of them doing whatever they were doing, would it show the same thing as when they did it, as when they were having the hypnotic illusion that they were doing it? You see, we live in a very strange, very cockeyed world. The world says if you can't see it, it's not so. And of course, we've learned from Irene that's a big joke. Irene told us that on the head of one pin are millions and millions of cells. Millions of cells on the head of one pin? I mean, if those cells are so infinitesimally small, and they can do such a variety of wonderful things, where do they get all this ability? Why can't we fly? Why can't we teleport? Why can't we levitate? Why can't we know all things? Why can't we be aware of all things? Why is it that we don't do that? Well, we don't do it because we don't believe so. We don't believe it's true about us. And it quite likely is not true. What a waste of our energy. What a waste of who we are. It is true. You have this ability. You have this ability to do this right now, and you can do it right now. But why don't you? The reason you don't is because you just haven't trained yourself to accept that you can do it. Now, I can teach you how to drive a car. I can teach you how to drive a car. And you can learn how to drive a car very nicely. And you can only, like with Ellen, Ellen took lessons in flying an airplane, and she learned how to fly an airplane. And then one day the pilot said, okay, go alone. Alone! You know, she's used to having her instructor there to make sure that she does everything right. But, okay! And she felt a little bump in her tummy that said, are you sure you want to do this? And then she did it. And after she did it, she says, nothing to it. Nothing to it. Landing, taking off. I don't know why I put so much confidence on him, but I believed in him because he was in my vehicle. He was there to stand by in case I needed any help. But this is what we do. We depend on our teacher, our guide, our person who's showing us the way so much that we aren't able to do it ourselves. One time I was flying with my son Mark, and we were over the Colorado River, and we went over to grassy areas, and then we went over the river, and then we were over the desert area. Poing! We dropped down about 100 feet. And I said, Mark, what did I do wrong? You know? He said, nothing, Dad. You know? He said, that's just the way the air is. There's a big hole in the air there. I said, I didn't say it, you know? But it's wonderful. And then I flew off Big Bear Mountain by Palm Springs, and as I flew off the mountain, I looked down, and toing, all of a sudden, the ground wasn't there. The mountain had dropped away. You know, here I was at the edge of the airport, and choing, it went down like that. And of course, we just went straight ahead, no problem. And I thought, you know, vertical, just by seeing it. And that wasn't the truth. The truth was the plane was going steady as a rock, just flying where we wanted it to fly and doing what we wanted to do. But that was our vision. That was our vision. And another point, the plane went straight ahead, and then the desert came and dropped right straight down, 100 feet. That was our vision. Our vision was there's nothing there to drop. I mean, the river and the grass and the desert all level. You know, they're all the same level. And then all of a sudden, shroomp, you drop down. And it's quite an experience. But you see, these are illusions, some that feel very real and some that are not. And science wants to give us responses for all these things, and that's true. But if I were to say to you, is it possible to have the invisibility cloak of Harry Potter? And you'd say, well, that's just a story, that's just a fiction. Well, it's not fiction. It's real. It's real. We might have to go through some shenanigans to have it be real, but it's real. It's just a matter of applying the principle. And now, you can have the mental principle, which says you are invisible, or you can have the physical principle, which dissolves it like an acid, and it's all gone. Of course, you want to have it come back, too. But the possibility is there. It's like the air over the desert and over the grassy field and the river. All of a sudden, it dropped away. It disappeared. It's an illusion. Now, we are so into these illusions. We're so into these illusions that we're not willing to step out of these illusions, and stepping out of the illusions, experience what it means to be, to do the magic. And we call it magic because it's something we don't do every day. Now, we can. We can. Can you imagine how Queen, some ancient queen, would be riding in her cart, and she would have these four men, one in each corner, carrying her along the highway, and she'd be going someplace, and you know, they'd be walking along like this here, and you know, that's a lot of weight for couple guys to carry and to walk along and to keep going. I mean, they should want to sit down occasionally and rest, and she wants to get out once in a while and shake her derriere, you know, because that gets a little bit uncomfortable after a while. But they do it. They do it. And then they put it on a donkey, and then they put it on wheels, and then they put it on lots of other things. Well, now, today, we can have a vehicle that floats in the air. Floats. It drives along the road, but floats in the air and never touches the road. And you say, well, yeah, I heard about that. I've seen one of these air vehicles, and they're quite something. But if you had told that to somebody not long before, they would say, impossible. Now, what makes it possible now? What makes it possible now? Why aren't we doing these things? Why aren't we doing the things that Jesus said, greater things than these shall ye do? Why aren't we doing those right now? Well, we are. We're doing greater things than Jesus ever dreamed of doing. And there's a lot more things that he dreamed of doing that we're not doing yet. But we'll do that too. And it's a very, very cool way to go. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to use your stem cells? You have ignored them all of your life up to now. You've said, I put the law of cause and effect in motion, and the law of cause and effect says that anything that I think about, I give attention to, and it comes forth in my life. Well, what brings it forth into your life? The stem cells. The stem cells are those invisible forces, and really they're quite visible, that bring forth in your life anything you want. Now, you know why I say invisible? Because Irene over here, old brainy Irene, stem cell master Irene, she says there's millions of them on the head of a pin. And how many can you see on the head of a pin? Well, you can't see any. You don't even see a glob because they're invisible, but they're real. Every molecule, every cell, every atom, every expression of any of life is very real. Now, why don't we see it? Well, we're not trained to. We're not open to it. We're not awake to it. When we start to wake up to open ourselves to the realization that those stem cells are there and that they are undifferentiated cells waiting to be told what to do. They're just waiting. It's like having all these children in kindergarten or in early elementary school. And they're rich kids. And so their parents don't want them to be taught in the ordinary way from their recreation director. The parents want them to take maybe an hour of reading, writing, arithmetic, and everything else in school, and the rest of the 4 hours they want to be given on stem cell study. You know? Wouldn't that be something? Miracles would happen, wouldn't they? Now, do you think that Rochelle teaches her daughter about stem cells? Do you think she tells her daughter that her brain is filled with lovely stem cells just waiting to do whatever your desire is for them? Do you think she teaches her that? I don't think so. I don't think that Rochelle has the ability to do that. But her daughter has the ability to teach her. Her daughter is teaching her all about the stem cell. She hasn't given it that name, perhaps, but she's teaching her. And she's teaching Gregor, too, because he's sitting around there waiting and listening. But what goes on in their head when they know these things? What goes on in their head when they know these things is that then they are like some of the people that we've heard about, the children who walk out the back porch and walk across the flowers, right on top of the flowers. Not even disturbing the flowers. When we are using this magical thing, this wonderful gift, this awareness, we can do very, very special things. Are you ready for that? Are you able to conceive that that's a possibility for you?
Yes.
What would you do with it? What would you do with your ability to use your stem cells for whatever purpose you wanted? What would you do? Would you dig a pond in your backyard and put a liner in it and put ozone in and have the liner carry the water and the ozone carry the purity and need nothing more, and everyone who comes around there says, wow, what a pond, what a pool. Right?
Walk on the water.
And that too. We're not concerned about that right now. We're concerned mainly about the fact that we can do these miracles. And we can do them. And we want to really put that cause in motion for ourselves, because Bailey could teach us a lot of these things. But nobody ever asked her the question. Nobody ever said, Bailey, what do you think about having a brain which has 10,000 brand new stem cells born in it every day, like science likes to tell us. What do you think of that? Do you think that's something possible, or is that a dream, or what do you think? And the answer you get will surprise you, because she'll prove to be your best teacher. And she'll prove to be a magical lady for you, because we think it's us. We think it's the adults who are the teachers, and we're not. The kids haven't forgotten what it's like to be open to the inner receptivity of who they are. It's very fascinating. All right. Beautiful stuff. My stem cells know who and what I am as they enter my body and consciousness. Therefore, I must clean house before they arrive and keep it clean forevermore. Keep it clean forevermore. Okay. What did it say about the stem cells. What did it say about when they entered our house? How did they enter it? How did we become aware of them? We have a very, very spectacular situation here in knowing how to live with these stem cells and knowing how to put them to work for us and knowing how to get the biggest use out of them. My stem cells are acted upon arrival, and I am their role model for whom and what I am. My stem cells are activated upon arrival, and I am their role model for who and what I am. Let's just play with that for a little bit. Ellen, what sort of a role model are you for the stem cells that are born every day in your brain? Are you a role model of a positive sort? What? Give me some illustrations of what you would tell to your stem cells upon arriving at your house, and this would be something you'd be doing every day.
Bubble of enthusiasm.
Yeah. What would you tell your stem cells?
I would tell them, hey, I'm a bubble of enthusiasm.
What would you tell your stem cells? What would you tell your stem cells upon arrival? What would you tell your stem cells? My stem cells are activated upon arrival, and I am their role model for whom and what I am. What would you tell your stem cells?
You can do whatever I think you can do.
That's all good, but the thing is, you're missing my point in the sentence. You are the role model, and so you don't tell them anything. You are an example. Now, what sort of things would you do that's an example?
Bubbling up for out.
That's a nice word, but it doesn't say anything. But what you would do, your stem cells are just born,
yeah. And
you'd peek in on them. Hey guys, it's time to go and play. It's time to go out and enjoy ourselves. Come on, get out of there, you sleepyheads. You're just born, you know. Let's go and do stuff. And hey, I've got something I want to teach you that just turns me on to pieces. It is eating chocolate cake with chocolate ice cream and chocolate fudge on top of it. It is so good. It just is so wonderful. Come on, let's all go. I've got some waiting for you. And then they come, they come along and they get all excited with you. And then they say, well, how do we eat? You know, what is eating? You know, we've never eaten anything in our life. We are stem cells. We don't have a mouth or anything like that. Well, we're doing this through the mind. We're doing this in our imagination. We're doing this in our thought. So now just visualize yourself as something that has a mouth and you're sitting at the table eating the ice cream. Okay. Kind of silly. All right. Now, you've eaten. So, what's next? So, we want to go swimming. So, we go in the pond up here. And they say, yeah, it's nice, nice pond. And you say, I really would like to have a lake here, right down below by the Paradise Garden there. I'd like to have about a 3 or 4 acre lake, which is kind of nice and big, in which we can have a boat. And they say, well, what do you mean you'd like to? What do you mean? You'd like to.
It's sand.
What do you mean you'd like to?
Let's go swim in the lake here.
And is it practical to have it? Is it practical to have it when there's no way you can do it?
It's there.
What did you do?
Huh?
What did you say?
I imagine it.
Yeah. Not
visualize.
Not imagine and not visualize. There it is.
There,
let's go swim. See, it's right there. I didn't know what a pool was, you know. Oh, yeah, there it is, you know. And, hey, if you can get a million on the head of a pin, you can get a lot of them in a tiny little swimming pool. You know, a little cup of water. But, so, I mean, think big. You're inviting all of us to come with our 10,000 stem cells and go into your pool, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what are you going to do? Now, do they all know how to swim?
Yeah.
Are they all geniuses?
Of course.
Are they all beautiful?
Yes.
Are they all handsome?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? How would you work with them, Gregor? You got them in the pool now. You got them down in Paradise Garden. What kind of pool is it? Is it one of these that has that plastic liner in it? Or is it a pool that has an immutable bottom to it? And it's a natural pool with live springs and artesian wells serving it and things like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah. But see, dream. And use this with your stem cells. And your stem cells will do something strange for you that you wouldn't expect. Your stem cells, in their creativity, in their ability that they don't know about, will manifest it for you. Just bring it. They don't need to know how it's done. They don't know how it's done. They'll just manifest it, because that's the principle. Now, can that happen?
Yes.
Can.
How is it done?
By being done.
How is it done?
Thoughts are things.
It's like if you owned a newspaper and you put stories in the newspaper about your new pond and your new stem cells and stuff, this is in your world. You put the stories in your head of the new stem cells and what they're doing and how they're living, you see? Now, how big would the pool be? Don't let me drive you away. How big would the pool be? Why, we'd all be in it, having fun, splashing water everywhere, you know. And hey, we would have some nice dolphin fountains in that pool, shooting water into the sky at least 300 or 400 feet high. Ooh, yeah. And it would just be so wonderful. And the lake, oh my goodness sakes.
It is beautiful. It is.
All right. Now, what about the lake, Ellen?
It has this gorgeous fountain like the Lake of Geneva.
No.
And it has lights underneath, and in the evening it's...
Is this lake quite large?
Yeah, it is large.
Are there cottages around the lake?
Beautiful vegetation.
Yes.
Trees.
Yes. Yes. Now, what kind of trees have you sparkled the grounds with?
Pine trees.
Pine trees? Oh, go ahead and name. You don't have to just stick with one. Oak, elm, pine, birch,
yeah.
Bark, things like that. Think big. Think big. Now, is Rochelle going to find the basketball?
Yes.
You haven't looked yet? You are looking? Oh, you didn't look.
I didn't look yet.
Yeah. But now, where is she going to get the team from to play with?
Her will be all in there.
She has her stem cells. She has her stem cells to play with.
What do people do when they play basketball?
Stretch.
They jump.
Yeah, fun.
Are they good?
Yes.
Okay. Is Rochelle any good?
Yes.
So, Rochelle is going to be the recreation director for the basketball court, teaching the stem cells how to play basketball, huh? Mm-hmm. And she's going to say, okay, how deep down the rabbit hole do you want to go? You know? How big a learning curve do you want? What are you ready for, right? Be exciting. Think on these things. They're pretty terrific, and they're the type of thing that you want to really work with. I activate my stem cells. My stem cells come ready to go to be themselves and have fun. To activate my stem cells, I quietly, confidently see each one. I quietly, confidently see each one illumined by my positive, happy thoughts. My stem cells know who and what I am as they enter my body and consciousness. Therefore, I must clean house before they arrive and keep it clean forevermore. What kind of house are your stem cells coming into? A house with any limitation?
Unlimited.
Unlimited. Good phrase, huh? And it works. Okay. My stem cells are activated upon arrival, and I am their role model for whom and what I am. Pretty nice stuff. Now think on these things. These are really very vital, because this afternoon we're going to be, my purpose is to live now. We're going to be continuing to put these stem cells into motion and continuing to develop our imagination and our ability to make our imagination very simple but very effective. So, have a nice lunch and enjoy yourself and be ready.
Thank you.
I love you.